Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Luna Bugs AMA. This was recorded from our Telegram. Let's take a listen. Very exciting. So yeah, Luna Bugs. I'm Finn. I run TerraSpaces.org. This is my IRL homie. What do you go by these days? I don't want to like dox you right off the bat.
No, yeah, Trash Clan's great.
Trash Clan, perfect. This is my homie Trash Clan. A little history on us. We met at a cannabis facility and became friends. We ran shit, and then he moved away, and then I started doing Terra Spaces full time, and that's my journey. Do you feel more fulfilled now that you are away from the weed game? Because I gotta say, I absolutely do. That was some soul sucking shit.
Oh man. I've been in some serious therapy afterwards. Or ever since.
I don't wanna like put too much out there, but it's not like what you're thinking of right now. If you're listening to this, you're like, oh, those poor guys were it wasn't like a nice, like, I mean, it was nice, but it wasn't like what you're thinking. Like, one quick story I'll tell you is I ended up somehow having to drive a forklift from one facility to another, and the only way to get there was a bike path, and nobody else wanted to do it. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'll do it, because, you know, I'm all about the cause. And so I ended up like having to drive this forklift down the fucking bike path like a mile and a half, and there were bicyclists, and I've never seen looks on faces like that when like they come around a corner on their bike, just on their nice morning bicycle ride, and they see like this forklift with the forks up with me just like cheesing out on it. So good. But yeah, that sort of shenanigans, allegedly. But yeah, do you you doing good over there? Can you tell us like a little bit about what type of work you do now, or you want to just kind of leave that anon?
I do like printing stuff currently. So I work for a facility that does like mass printing.
Oh, nice. Like posters and stickers, or like billboard stuff, or what?
Posters, magazines, books, all kinds of crap.
Nice, nice. And so while we were putting in our time at the facility, you started up this cool art venture under the Trash Clan. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Like, how did that whole thing start?
It started because we were in a terrible cannabis facility, so I had to find something to bring some light into my life.
Some sort of outlet.
My family. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So just started doing some painting and graphic design stuff, and then it sort of led into like small clothing releases and like, you know, just random commission jobs here and there. So now we kind of hopped into this like Luna Bugs project. So that's kind of the newest thing.
And are you like actively doing clothing and stuff still, or was that just like some limited run shit you did on your Instagram?
Yeah, it was just like limited run stuff that we did for a while. I still do like commission work for people back at home. So like people hit me up and just like pick up, you know, like 20 sweatshirts or 20 t-shirts or whatever here and there.
Nice. Those were dope. Like the Trash Clan hoodies that you made were super cool.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun, man. I want to start getting back into it again too here pretty soon. You know, just kind of maybe find another company that's more local though.
Yeah, like it's
like
hard.
A sweatshirt company to go through.
Like, and when you do find a good one, that shit's like super expensive, it seems like. Like, unless you just like totally, you know, ditch out on any kind of quality and just get like the penny stuff. But like to make a real nice sweatshirt, like this shit, it costs some money for sure.
Oh, absolutely, man. It definitely, especially like as of late, you know, prices are just going up for everything. So.
Getting gouged at the pump. My goodness.
It's ridiculous.
It was funny. We were podcasting the other night and our friend Ben with a pen on Instagram, he was over and he was like the one that brought it up. I'm like, bro, you like drive a Prius. What are you complaining about? Like I have so many cylinders and you have a Prius and yet you're the one complaining. Like, come on.
That guy's hilarious.
I love it. He's actually still putting his time in, so I definitely appreciate that.
Oh, respect, dude.
For real. Respect. It's grind. Funny, too, because, like, when he comes over now, I'll start to, like, see the look on his face that used to be on our faces after like a long day at work, you know, when like you're ready to leave and then somebody rolls up and they're like, hey, do you mind staying like a few extra minutes, which turns into like 2 or 3 hours obviously, and then like you finally just get off. Yeah, I'm starting to see that on him. It's so funny.
Just destroyed by the end of the day.
For as much as I love weed, man, that job was something else.
I don't know, man. When I moved, I borderline almost quit smoking. I was like, oh, geez.
Really?
Fuck this shit. Damn. Yeah, man.
I've been smoking more, but I literally just sit in my studio all day and record Twitter spaces and then edit them and then record them and then edit them. And it never ends. I don't get caught up. I'm like constantly in a progress of editing something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it seems like you're getting pretty busy over there.
Yeah, I had to bring That's on awesome. The ginger. I hired an... Oh, I didn't hire. I brought her on. She's an intern, so she just kind of works for free. But the kiddo is hanging out with a friend of ours for the week, helping him package up Pokemon cards and shit. And like, she's nice. Hey, you want me to like come help you? I was like, hell yeah. Let me show you how to edit audio, baby. Come here.
So you like good. Pulled out the cot right next to the computer.
Like, no, we can get this done twice as fast and still not get caught up. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
I love it though. It's cool seeing like after a post goes out, people that are like, oh damn, I like missed this. Like, thank you for recording it. And people like really genuinely like appreciate these recordings and stuff. So it's super cool work for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. It sounds pretty fulfilling and it's gotta be better than rolling around and
hay.
Yeah.
Hay and sawdust and mouse shit.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm still waiting for, like, you know, the negative health effects to pop off. But so far, so good.
Oh, man. So good. So the whole point of the project really was to, like, my friend here makes some cool art. If you guys have checked out his Instagram page, you'll see, like, all of his other art. It's obviously not just bugs. The bugs came from these scientific specimens. And if you check the pin here in the Telegram, you'll see what I'm talking about. But that's kind of what started, like, the whole project. Is I saw him making these and I was like, damn, dude, those are cool. Like, I like it gives me like old Darwin vibes and like old scientific expedition. Like, we went to this planet and brought these like bug specimen back. I don't know. I like that kind of shit. And so, I had him make me a couple of them. And then I was like, damn, I got into, you know, more into Terra and stuff. And I was like, these would make such cool NFTs. And then that's kind of where the idea of Luna Bugs, was born from. But really, like, yeah, the main, there's no like all like crazy utility. I see a lot of projects because I edit a lot of spaces, and I see a lot of projects struggle to find a use case for what they're doing. And it's like, you don't have to necessarily like manufacture use cases that are superfluous. If it's, you know, unnecessary, like don't do it just because everyone says you got to have utility. Like, sometimes you can do art just for art's sake. And like, that's what we're doing here. That's why there's only 250 bugs in the initial mint. It's literally an art project, and holding them is going to give you access to those scientific specimen, that mint, which will take place once the initial 250 have been minted. And so everyone was asking, I know we had it up on the site that we were going to mint with Luart. That ended up not happening. So Hippie came up and said we could launch and be the first project to launch on the Lunapunks launch pad, which him and his team of like two or three just smashed out. Like, it's really, it was cool. Hippie was one of the earlier episodes of the NFT, the podcast that I was doing for Terra Spaces when I first started. Lunapunks was one of the first projects. And to see what he went from back in November when we first interviewed him to like this launch pad that he's built on his own with like this like minimal team, it's super impressive. So I am really excited. I know Talus hit us up and wanted us to launch on there, but I like Talus a lot. I really want to see Hippie's launch pad like in action, you know. So that's the reason we went there. We will have some other art pieces and stuff. I know we have Finn's mics that was also made by the Trash Clan that went out to sponsors. And then we did a couple auctions for the Ukraine cause. And then as soon as we hit 5,000 followers, which is in like, I think 300 more for the Terra Spaces account, we'll do a giveaway for another one of Finn's mics. So we got a few of those left. But yeah, the Luna Bugs, the mint price, it's going to be 69 UST because of the meme. 60% of that's going to go to the Trash Clan. 20% is going to go to Terra Spaces. 20% is going to go to Angel Protocol. And we were looking through like the market, because Angel's got their beta of the charity marketplace up. So there wasn't any like entomology or like bug kind of focused ones, but we did find a pretty cool charity that we were going to pick. But I want to throw it out to you guys. I mean, y'all have been here for since we opened up the Telegram and stuff. And if there's another charity that you guys have in mind that you would like to see us direct that 20% to, definitely let us know. But if not, we're going to go with the one that that we found on there. I forget the name. I should have wrote it down. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Yeah. And then like, yeah, I was saying the point of it is to introduce Trash Clan into crypto for one, cause he's not, I keep joking that I'm making like all of my non-techie friends get into crypto and stuff. I'm like managing funds and shit over here for everybody that doesn't want to like bother with it, but they want that 20% on their anchor savings. So I'm like, all right, I got you guys. But yeah, this is like his introduction to crypto and to like what I've found in my, let's see, since 2017, however many years that is, journey so far. I've dabbled in a lot of different blockchains, and this one, like, it's unreal what is being created and built here. So definitely stoked to be a part of it.
Yep, definitely exciting times, man. I'm excited to get into it.
I'm excited for you to like not have to deal with like ETH gas fees. Like, our, do you remember our friend Dreas? He got really into NFTs, but he got into them like on ETH and shit, and then on like Polygon, and then I feel partially responsible for this, but then he got into a bunch of ADA NFTs, which is literally like the worst experience ever. I would hope that it's better now, but when I was messing with it, like you'd go on CNFT. And then there would be things up for sale or for auction, and you would send the ADA to a wallet, and then you'd have to wait for them to send the thing. It wasn't like in a smart contract automatically done like it is in, you know, every other ecosystem. So I had so many things. I found this like cool artist I liked, and every time I would like try to buy it, it would time itself out, because if in 3 days there's no response, it just sends you the funds back, and then, you know, you fuck off on your way, basically. So after that happens so many times, you're just like, God, this is like the worst experience ever. So but yeah, he's been in there dealing with that, and I think, I don't want to like blow up his spot, but there was one project that was saying if you got tattoo of their project on you, you were like whitelisted for life. And he went and did it. And I was like, oh no. My God, dude. I mean, props for the dedication. He did? But yeah,
that's hilarious, yeah. Dude. What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
And then I felt so bad just being like, oh yeah, I actually sold like all my ADA and I'm all in on this Luna thing, but like, cool tattoo. Oh, it's so bad. But yeah, it's cool that like this is your first experience, because like even though we're not launching on Luart, like the smart contracts and stuff that are being used and created in these different marketplaces make all of this stuff like super easy and seamless. Like, I just the most recent mint I minted was the Anarchist NFT, and that was one that launched on Luart with the cool like 3D looking characters and stuff, the Anarchist. And yeah, like phone or on the desktop, like no problems. Probably one of the smoother minting experiences around. And I was playing with the testnet on Hippie's Market Mint, and it's super smooth too. And it's probably like me, because I'm like old tech nerd, so I like that like super like high res, like black screen green text kind of, you know, that look and feel.
it's
kind of got that vibe to it. I don't know if that's what it's gonna look like in its final form, because obviously everything in the ecosystem is basically in beta still, but yeah, it should be pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, that is super awesome, man. It's exciting.
The charity, is this it? Do you remember what it's called? God, I feel so dumb. I don't remember what it's called. Was it Isles? I feel like it was one of those. But yeah, it's a sustainability charity. I'm pretty sure it was Isles. Under the Sustainable Cities and Communities. But yeah, if there's one that y'all find.
Yeah, it was Isles.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. So that was the one we were thinking of giving the charity portion to. But yeah, again, we'll definitely throw it out to you guys. If there's one you prefer or you think, definitely let us know in the Telegram, and we'll take that into consideration. And then also, we have a special like Ukraine bug that we're going to give to Angel, because they're doing that NFT auction right now. So we got like a cool little Ukraine flag style bug for them. So yeah, pretty exciting. The fun part after, like I mentioned, the 250 initial bugs get minted. There's 3 wild cards in there. I'm not going to spoil, but you'll know it when you get one. So once all the bugs found their way home, the people that minted the wild cards are going to get some cool Trash Clan like art and sticker stuff, posters. We're still kind of discussing how that's going to work, because obviously crypto and NFTs being global, it's always maybe not so feasible to ship a physical item to certain countries, you know? So we're going to kind of handle that on like a case by case basis. If it is possible and it's not, you know, like hundreds of dollars to ship a little poster, then obviously we'll be able to do that. But Raph in the chat says, I demand my bug be 3D printed to me. Yeah, if I don't get my bug in the Astro Heroes metaverse, I'm going to be pretty salty, you guys. And then, yeah, once the scientific specimens have been minted, that's going to be that special mint just for the holders. If you look in the pin messages, you can see what the scientific specimens look like. And then once those are minted, we'll do like a, we'll put everyone's wallet address that holds them into like a mixer random number generator thing. And we'll pick out like, I think, five people to get the actual prints of their scientific specimens. So pretty sweet. I love mine. They're in my hall. I look at them every time I come up the stairs. I always see something different in them too. Like I had no idea the one had like a skull thing on its little back. I was like, holy shit. So dope.
Yeah, those are super fun. That'll be a cool little side project after all the 250 bugs get minted. But yeah, that I'm excited about that too.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like David mentioned, there's also potential because I'm a Dystope AI holder. So we have two morphs per month on that. And then a lot of us are PS holders, PS Labs, which is another AI renderer. So yeah, we could do like a bunch of cool, if everyone that's holding a bug, like wants to get an NFT of a render or something, we can probably make Raph, render us, you know, a bunch of bugs through the AI, which I think would be super cool.
Yeah, that would be super neat.
Yeah, let's see. Raph has a question. Anyone else has a question? We'll bring you up to speak now. That was pretty much all I had. What's up, Raph? How you doing, man?
Yo, not much. I was just, I set my alarm for this and of course still missed it.
Fashionably late.
But, I pinged some people in Discord, so we'll see if anybody else wants to come through. But, what did I miss anything like super keynote I should know about in the earlier?
We were just talking about the mint, the mint price. And then how it's going to be divided up between Artists, Terra Spaces, Angel Protocol being a 60-20-20 split. There's 250 of them, of course. And then I think the one thing I did forget to mention is that on the people that pull the wild cards, you guys know like Terra Spaces has a pretty extensive vault of NFTs that span from November forward. There's obviously no Galactic Punks or anything like that in there because I got into the game a little after that. But there's like over 500 NFTs in that vault. It's enough that the Gravidao bot coders had to like make a couple changes in the way the bot handed rolls.
Still can't believe you made them do that, bro. That's so funny.
The funny thing is I didn't even make them do it. They were getting complaints from like the Skelly Punks and all these other servers that like, why does our bot keep going down? Shit, it's so funny. But yeah, so the people that pull those wild cards will also get one of like some random goodness out of the Terra Spaces vault, which will be cool because then that'll give me a chance to like slim it up a little.
start offloading your bags there to the rest of us.
Yeah, I'll just say the dicks are hands off, but everything else is probably fair.
Damn it, dude, that's actually the ones I'd be looking forward to getting.
We might be able to do a dick bug.
Hey, just whatever, you know, bag of dicks. You gotta rep the OGs. I was gonna ask. I'm sure you may have posted this information somewhere already, but you know how I am. Am I gonna have a mint limit per wallet here? Am I gonna be able to whale these freaking bugs or what's up?
That's a good question. We were talking about that earlier and we thought a 3-bug cap would be a good idea just because there's only 250 of them. And then I need to talk to Hippie and see if we can just do like a timer on it so that it caps it at 3. if it doesn't sell out in like 2 days or whatever, then uncap it. So like we can all just buy as many bugs as we want.
Okay. Yeah. I like the sound of that. That sounds like a solid plan if you can make that work. Dude, I'm so happy to see like what Hippie's been doing. Still chugging along there. Despite all of the naysayers.
Yeah, it's cool. You've been watching him since the beginning with me.
But anyways, and then I think I had, and then a mint price was going to be 25 or 45.
Ooh, nice try. Ooh, 69 nice try. UST 69 is what we
said. Oh, that's
on.
Right. Dude, I was probably
because the meme.
The meme ability. All right. Well, that works for me.
And Trash Clan hand drew each one of these. And it took him a long time.
No doubt. There's a lot of effort into these. And it shows. Did you guys finish naming all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite name?
I can't talk to you because I hear my voice.
I hear my voice.
And that's going to kill me editing. And I know you know that on purpose. And that's why you do that to me. Thank you. Yeah, that's the other thing we didn't mention is that like we're going through like hand naming all of these based on like how they look and how they feel and all that. So there's a lot of like fun Easter eggs if you keep up on Terra Spaces or even just like... not crypto Twitter, but like more niche, like Terra Twitter, I guess I would say, different protocols and stuff, kind of running jokes here and there. Like you'll catch some of that. So as the wordsmith rapper, I had to do some sort of fun, subtle thing like that for everyone, you know?
Okay. And yeah, sorry about the audio. My headphones are dead. So, and just so you know, if I was going to fuck with you, it'd be on purpose. I'd be announcing it. Anyways.
I love it.
Well, awesome. I like it. I'm looking forward to what's mint day again. When are we doing this?
Ooh, that's a good question. If I told you, it wouldn't be a stealth mint. God damn it.
Damn it. I was trying to get the drop on you.
People in the Telegram will know.
Yeah, we'll be the first.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done with it. Alrighty.
All right. Mute your mic, you son of a bitch. Hell yeah. AR's Alpha. He's got a really cool server and a Telegram now. If you're into like NFTs and Terra protocols and DeFi stuff, definitely check it out. You can hit me up. I'll send you the link, or I'm sure you can find it online there. David got a question. Come on up. How you doing? Welcome.
Hey, Finn. How you going? Uncle Davo here.
Oh.
Really excited about this. I've been looking at your Twitter for a while, and keen to get into it. Keen for you guys to mint.
Hell yeah. Mr. Dystope AI himself. You know, I got to say, I really love the spaces you've been doing, and I love everyone asking you how it's pronounced, because like, I feel like I did that same shit and people still are like, is it Dystope? No, it's Dystope AI. Just say it.
and then even mine, because like Uncle Davo, I think on Twitter or something, it's just like one word. I mean, is it Uncledevo? Is it like, like what's going on there? So, always confusion.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I know it's Dystope AI, but in my head, every time I go Dystope, hey!
Dystope AI!
I think my favorite so far is there was a YouTuber that like was doing a video about like, oh, Terra NFTs, like these are my favorite Terra NFTs. And then like he would interchange Dystope AI. And then when he was like talking and maybe getting a bit nervous or something, he would say Dystope API.
Oh,
and
funny. Like just
that, I like that. That was my favorite.
That the dude with the mustache? I feel like I saw that one.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
CryptoStat. Yeah. God bless.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Ooh. I just actually got my monthly morph. I was looking at it and they are getting, I don't know if I'm getting better with knowing what the AI wants to hear or if you guys are getting better at like tuning it, but man, those come out so cool.
Yeah. We've recently made some more upgrades to the AI and then, maybe, yeah, like I guess we've hinted at the utility for the monthly morphs, a fair bit over the past couple of weeks, but I think in 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to actually set out what those monthly morphs give people. And so like some people have been like sweeping up the monthly morph collection on Luart. So yeah, I'm really keen to make that announcement in a couple of weeks. So it shouldn't be too long.
That's interesting alpha because yeah, some people would maybe think that like, oh, I can do these every month. So I'm just going to sell them cheap and just keep making them. But like, you might maybe want to hold on to those if there's a little something attached, you know?
Yeah, I would advise people to hold on to that. Like, I don't want to give too much away, but I wouldn't give away morphs so easily. Like, I haven't given away any of my morphs.
For sure. Same. Hell yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. So I wanted to come up to speak about Lunar Bugs, dude. Like, I mean, super exciting news. You're now like minting on Lunapunk's platform as well. I was just curious, and you might have talked about it before, but why you chose to go away from Nowhere or Random Earth. I guess Luart has like a huge wait list, and like you posted that, it was hard for their devs to schedule a stealth mint, but. Yeah, I was really curious about that because I think it's a great idea to go to Lunapunks, but just wanted to hear some of your thinking as to why.
Yeah, for sure. Like obviously Luart's everyone's first choice. Like from even like when me and you and your team first talked before Luart was like really on the scene, it was like, man, do we go with Nowhere or Random Earth? And it's like, well, we've messaged them both and neither have gotten back to us. So, you know, fuck us, I guess. And then like, here comes Aston, like leading the charge with Luart, and they're like interacting and like hitting you back like immediately. And like, it was a really exciting time. And they definitely got super stacked and busy. Like you could see it just like Aston's messages and shit. He would just be like, I'm so tired. Like stop sending projects my way, please. I'm tired. I need rest. but yeah, they have, and I don't know how much of this like people really know or care to know, but the way it's done right now, there's an anonymous panel that kind of votes on whether or not a project should be minted. And yeah, at the time that, because we were on the site for quite a while and then we were off the site and then they were like, well, because you guys want to do like this stealth mint and stuff, we're like not really set up for that. And we're, you know, like 18 projects that like waiting to be minted and stuff. So they're like, you know, they had the vote and they decided that it wasn't going to work. And then, I mentioned it to Hippie cause, I've been watching what he's been building and he's like, hey, our marketplace is ready or our launch pad's ready. Like the mint, the marketplace, like all of that's it's ready to go. Like, do you guys want to be the first one to try it out? And I felt kind of torn because like I'm also a big fan of Talus and I know like people like Random Earth and I do like Random Earth. Like it works really well. I'm not like a fan of like how they've been launching and what they've been launching. And that's just like personal preference. So, I mean, no shade or nothing, but it just wasn't ever like in my mind as an option of where to launch. It was either always going to be like either Luart or we're just going to go with Talus. Obviously this was before Messier was on the scene, which is another great platform and One Planet. Which is probably not as backed up as Luart, but they've got quite a list as well. I would say they're probably top two right now. So yeah, like just having the opportunity, Talus works really well and everything, but what really like changed my mind was just having the opportunity to see something that I had seen get built, you know, like from just his idea to like, here's a launch pad, like let's use it kind of thing that like totally sold me on it. And like being our like first legit real like NFT gig, you know, it seemed like the right thing. So, obviously we love Talus. We use them for the mics and I have a bunch of like one of one stuff. I'm going to encourage, Trash Clan to get some of his Instagram art up there, as one of ones, especially once they start launching their physical aspect to it. I think that'll be really cool for all of these artists to have a chance to like get, you know, physical pieces easily made and sent out. I really like that. So Yeah, just being the first on there, I think. And Hippie's always been super cool, and it just seemed like a good fit. So,
absolutely, man. No, I think it's great. Like, it's awesome that so many marketplaces are popping up doing different things. Like, I think even chatting to Luard or One Planet or Messier, like, they don't feel like competitive in a bad way with each other. Like, they all recognize the different things they're doing. And similarly, like, I think it's awesome you're going to Lunapunks. Like, I guess in some ways, curation is, you know, I won't say antithetical to Web3 and that ethos, but it's really important to have sort of a homegrown thing that Lunapunks has done. So yeah, I think it's a great fit. I think it's awesome, and I'm really excited for what you build, man.
Yeah, it's been really cool watching like the bugs get made and stuff. Like, I'm a big fan of, I mean, me and Trash Clan are like in real life friends, but like, I'm a big fan of his art. So to watch him week by week send me a couple bugs and be like, check this one out, or like me just have an idea, like a dumb fucking idea, and be like, could you make this a bug? And then like 20 minutes later he's like this. And like, I really like that whole process. So I think it was super fun, and yeah, I'm stoked to be able to finally get them launched. We've been working on this kind of in the background and stuff for pretty much since like November, just off and on, obviously not like every day. He's got a day job. I had a day job up until, you know, the end of November. So yeah, it's been a fun little process though. I definitely can appreciate the work you guys do with these bigger mints, because doing 250, I'm like pulling my hair out towards the end of the day. Like, I don't want to look at another spreadsheet, trade, anything like that. So definitely props to everybody like doing the big projects and stuff. It is a lot of work for sure. Ooh, is Hippie here? What's up, Hippie? Come up and speak if you want. Lunapunks himself. I don't know if he's got his like mic or anything hooked up. You here?
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Ah, what's happening?
All right.
How you doing?
Nice to be here. I'm doing good. Excited for the launch. So I've been working on the launchpad, and you know, previously I was saying that we only accepted Luna, but because you were asking for UST, and we managed to set it up for UST as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
So Yeah, I'm super excited. I have a few questions with Lunapunks. Yeah, because I saw Trash Clan's Instagram, and the art there is really sick. It's super awesome. I'm wondering if Lunapunks, you know, is it gonna be like a project that is linked to, you know, maybe Trash Clan's future artwork, or maybe some of their future events. Yeah, just wondering about like, you know, additional utility for you Lunapunks, if it's possible.
Yeah, I think we could definitely roll this forward into like more projects, and kind of going more into like my current theme, I suppose. If that's what you mean.
Because like in my mind, I have it that like holders, because you are, that was like my idea, is that you're doing all this other art. Like, we should bring it into the blockchain and these communities and stuff. And regardless of it being an NFT or not, like, these communities like art, and like, I like your art, and I think like we should bring your art here. So to be able to be like a Lunabug holder and have access to like the other stuff that you're making, I think is a really cool potential. Like I said, when we first, you know, came up with this to launch it, it was literally just a fun little art project to help, you know, give back a little bit to the ecosystem, get his art out there, get a little funding, runway extra for Terra Spaces, and, you know, just make a cool project. But I do like the idea of, you know, offering, because there's only 250 of them, and I'm sure like I'm going to try and mint my three, and everyone will get however many they want. But it would be cool to, as a holder of that, have like special access to some of this art he's making, either at, you know, more affordable pricing than what the public would get, or stuff that's maybe not even, you know, available to the public. But yeah, there's like so much potential here. Like, we're at such the early stages of all of this Web3 and NFT tech. So And I mean, he's not going to stop making art, and I'm pretty much locked into running Terrace Spaces for like the rest of my fucking life. So I mean, we're definitely like not going anywhere.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. No pressure on editing. It's just that I saw the Instagram and the art is really cool.
I would
love to like push that style of art further also, and like get it into the NFT world for people to start minting. I think it would be super awesome to start doing that.
And like a lot of the sneak peeks we've been showing are just kind of like the basic bugs. Like some of the bugs have more of a, like you look at it and you're like, oh shit, that's like Trash Clan. You know, like they're mm-hmm. like, they're more artsy than just a bug that is one color. We'll say that.
Yeah, for sure.
I got a question for you, Hippie. So I don't want to burn any of my punks, so can I just like hop on the secondary market and buy a Luna Punk real quick and then just burn that one, or does it have to be the punk that's like tied to my wallet?
Right. We actually do have a few community NFTs, and since like you are this Luna Bucks is our first, you know, official launch, I'm pretty sure we can sort of like sponsor, you know, the NFT to burn. So let me know which address to send to, because the address from which we will launch would be the owner of the launch collection.
Oh man, so, that is so awesome. I spent like a half hour staring at the ones I have, being like, which one of you's gonna get it? And like, I didn't want to burn any of them. So that's dope. I almost bought another one just to burn. So I'm glad I waited and asked first.
Yes, and yeah, thank you for asking. I should have approached you earlier on this. But no worries on the burning. We'll use one of the community NFTs, and I think it's definitely an honor to have you guys as our first launch. I think we should definitely I'll definitely sponsor that portion. Yep. So no worries about that.
Hell yeah.
I think what's most important is to focus on you know, the project, and making the community happy.
I'm with it, definitely. Does anybody else have any questions, or did you have any other questions? I don't want to keep Trash Clan too much longer. I know he just got off work and he's got some shit he's got to do. Hell yeah.
Wanted to say it's been great hanging out, but then really looking forward to the mint. Let us know if we can help or like do anything for you guys. I think it's gonna go really well, especially now that you've got a launch partner.
Hell yeah, appreciate that for sure. And I've been thinking about what I'm gonna do for my next monthly morphs, and it's definitely going to be bug related. I've also been digging, I'm part of the Toad DAO, and I saw like the Gooch came in and he's like, we rendered. You know how they talk? It is so funny. I love that shit. It gives me a headache sometimes trying to like figure out what they're saying, but goddamn, I love them. But the Toad renders that they made was so dope. Oh, I love that shit.
Bro, did you see what he just posted? Gooch, he put a double heads to the AI, and also like a screenshot of somebody in Hellcats that doesn't like him, like a screenshot of his profile.
Oh, funny. Hell yeah.
I put it through the AI, and the AI just like did some weird stuff with it.
Bro, Gooch is like the nicest dude. It just, he gets mad hate because he like types in a very like, you have to really think about like what he's saying. It's really hard to understand, but it's so funny. I appreciate it. So definitely we will, I'll say the mint will be sometime most likely in the next 30 days, probably. But I don't, obviously, we're not going to tell you exactly when, except when it's live. And then we'll let you know here in the Telegram, and y'all be, first to know and to go try and break Hippie's platform. super stoked for that though. I love all the different names we've come up with for the bugs and the art and everything. So Yeah. And you guys know, if you ever have questions throughout the week, like Telegram, my Discord is proper fucked with notification fatigue and everything, but my Telegram is still alive and well. So if you ever need to get my attention for like a space to be recorded or a question about Luna Bugs or anything, just hit me up here or in the Terra Spaces Telegram and I will see it immediately unless I'm sleeping. So yeah, there's lots of spaces happening throughout the week. Definitely check out all the content over there on terraspaces.org and check out our cute little buggy website over at lunabugswithaz.com. And yeah, thanks for joining us and we'll talk to y'all later. Peace out. Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Luna Bugs AMA recorded on Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutations leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wanna me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip, but am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into Terra supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice. Take the pill and see we're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants.
Space. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Two spaces.